Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. I hope you go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of things that you can read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and also take our poll question, a different one every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our outstanding Brain Trust member, Seth Lipsky, L-I-P-S-K-Y is his last name if you're Googling him. He's the author of many things, but his most recent accomplishment is The Citizen's Constitution, a book that I've been telling you about for a while now, and I encourage you to check it out. Seth, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know they can find the book online at any of the online bookstores. Anywhere else you'd like to send us about? How about your own website?
The Amazon is probably the best place to buy
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. We're talking about the Constitution, folks, and how it continues to be a living, breathing entity, a living, breathing organ that has served us so well for more than two centuries in America. And in the previous segment, we talked about the constitutionality, the constitutional fight that's going on, and that is going to continue to be waged for the health care bill, whether for its constitutionality, whether it will remain viable. And or if it will ever see the light of day, really. But now I want to turn to another area that's getting a lot of attention, and that's the issue between the states and the federal government with regard to budgets. Now, Seth, many people think the United States is basically bankrupt. Many of the states, individual states, are California, New York. Basically, I think a lot of people think that they are. So they've got their own budget issues, and that are going to be coming to the front. So the question is, will those states be able to ask the federal government for bailouts if they are? Can they get it? Can they bankrupt? But there's another thing that's happening right now in Wisconsin, for example. The governor there is trying to rein in the budget so that his state won't require help from the federal government. He's getting a lot of pushback from the unions and also from the president. Now, can you sort all this out from a constitutional standpoint?
Well, I mean, that Wisconsin situation is just amazing. In my opinion, President Obama made a serious constitutional error by entering that fight in Wisconsin on the side of the mob and encouraging people to, go there and protest.
Yeah.
And because President Obama is sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And it says in Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. They don't mean republican like the
right.
Republican
little
Party.
R, little r, not
a
not
democratic
big r. Right.
Government with a legislature that operates correctly. And when the president is siding against that legislature and against that democratic process, that is a violation of his constitutional oath. He has to make sure that legislature is functioning normally and is able to function normally. And so the federal government has a clear responsibility to stay out of that fight and allow the Republican democracy.
So the governor has a constitutional right to say to President Obama, mind your own business.
It has the right to say, Americans' national government has the constitutional responsibility to guarantee us in this state a republican form of government, and you're doing the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's a serious violation.
What about the Democrat senators who left the state rather than stay in their legislature and vote? And where a vote can be had on the new budget, what are they doing from a constitutional standpoint?
Well, there the issue is the state constitution, and I'm not an expert on the Wisconsin
right.
state constitution.
But in general,
my guess is they have an obligation to serve.
Yeah,
and most that's why most legislatures in need of a forum have the right to arrest members and compel their attendance. I mean, that has happened several times in the United States.
How rich is it for a member of that prodigal delegation that's now in Illinois? How rich is it for one of them to say, we're trying to protect democracy? That's pretty rich, isn't it?
It's just not what they're trying to do. They're trying to foil democracy.
But is it, yeah, exactly. It's the opposite of that. So now the federal... So here's an issue. The president weighs in on Wisconsin. Well, let's say the governor of Wisconsin gives up, lets the unions and all the other people have all they want. The state goes bankrupt. Then they come hat in hand to the federal government. What's going to happen then?
Well, I mean, it's not impossible that the federal government is going to be asked to take over debts. And that tradition goes all the way back to the... to the American Revolution.
Is there a constitutional mechanism for that to happen?
I would say yes. The government, the federal government, can come in and assume certain debts. That was a great deal of what impelled the creation of the federal government to start with, when mm-hmm. the states emerged from the Revolutionary War badly in debt and.
Seth, I've got to wrap it up. Interesting commentary. Thank you for your thoughts today, folks. The Constitution is still alive and well, and I thank Seth Lipsky for helping us understand the connections. The book is called The Citizen's Constitution, and you're going to want to read it because it's in plain English. Thanks, Seth, for being here. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.